Are you ready? It's Outside the Box, against a lot of things everyone else is for. Today's topic is against elections. Many of us think of elections as the bedrock of our or any democracy. Anyone can run for office and even be elected president, but are candidates worth supporting? Or are elections a way for members of a powerful aristocracy, middle class or wealthy, highly educated, not discriminated against, well respected in the community, to gain even more power, while the rest of us have little or none? Is there a better way to choose people to make and carry out public policies and laws? I think so. Well, my state of Maine may include a few working-class elected legislators with a small population and almost 200 in its legislature. The vast majority of elected officials throughout the country fit the elected official stereotype. Higher income, well-known, mostly white and male, and with college degrees. There's also a question about whether governments where decision-making makers represent thousands of others can really be considered a democracy. Many people refer to the U.S. as a republic, where laws and policies are made by so-called representatives of the public. We do have small towns that make major decisions using all resident town meetings. Otherwise, we're not really a direct democracy, government of and by the people. Many residents want to be involved in public policies and decision-making, but are discouraged by politicians who often ignore what those they claim to represent actually say and want. There is almost universal loss of faith and distrust of elected politicians. In a well-publicized poll, members of Congress were less popular than head lice, root canals, and used car salespeople. They did beat out gonorrhea with a whopping 9% approval, 85% disapproved. Voting for the lesser of evils, so often the case, and especially likely for millions in the upcoming presidential election, doesn't make the case for elections either. Better candidates? Don't hold your breath. Few residents have a real impact on the decisions that affect them in today's so-called democracy. So, why should people care? A lot don't. Most of the public knows it has no real say in what affects them. Only those with money and power, often the 1%, have real influence. Generally, only 60 to 70% vote, even for president, even after a many months long media frenzy. The percentage is less than half in congressional elections. Support for political parties is also weakening. According to political scientist and writer David Van Reybrouck, society is suffering from democratic fatigue syndrome. The author points to an example of a real democracy, ancient Athens, Greece, about 2,500 years ago. Even though the population then was about 60,000 residents, that was a true democracy. About 1,500 to 2,000 served in government at a time, involved in policy recommendations and decision-making. Almost all were chosen by lot, called sortition, picking a name out of a hat, not by elections. Selecting by sortition suggests that much of the public can take responsibility for making complex decisions around public policies, just as juries do with the guilt or innocence of someone tried in a court of law. We can make direct democracy real. Several countries, Canada, Iceland, the Netherlands, and Ireland, have successfully experimented with choosing participants by lot in creating policies and documents, such as a new constitution. Those chosen by sortition have participated without the need to worry about raising money or being reelected or caring about publicity or most of the problems facing elected officials. Direct democracy isn't perfect either, but participants may not educate themselves beforehand or may use the situation if they have an axe to grind. They may lack necessary skills, and in some cases individuals for certain jobs may be chosen for their skill rather than by lot. Those chosen by lot might express a willingness to serve in certain positions, but in other cases they might be chosen entirely randomly. In either case, the process might be less efficient, but it will definitely be more legitimate because the public knows those involved are participating because they want to serve their community, not for power or glory. It can be a way to re-democratize democracy. According to one pundit, elections are, quote, beauty contests for ugly people, end quote. Do you agree? Would we do better to choose policymakers by lot, not by elections? I'm Larry Danziger, ready to scrap the election system and try sortition, at least experimentally.